thank you for tuning in to Mormon Channel Daily. I'm Charlotte Kniep. Being a parent comes with its many challenges, I'm sure. I can't speak from experience yet. But being a single parent is a completely different kind of journey, especially when your child has special needs. Well, Sharmika Henry was a young LDS single living in Arizona, working as a social worker. She was a return missionary and had an active social life, and she just loved her ward family. And then she was given an opportunity, a choice that to her really wasn't a choice at all. Her young special needs niece, Tayana, was dropped off at a local fire station by Sharmika's sister, who was no longer able to care for her. And Tayana's picture was splashed all over the news in the hopes that someone could come and claim the little girl. Well, Sharmika heard about the news story. She called the fire station, identified Tayana, and adopted her as her own daughter. And this incredible story is the subject of the newest episode on the Mormon Channel series, His Grace. And Sharmika joins us on the phone from Arizona today. Thanks for being here.
You are welcome.
Yeah, and Sharmika and I actually know each other from a singles ward in Chicago several years back. So it was fun for me to work with her on this project, and I'm really glad we can talk today. So, Sharmika, I'm curious, why didn't you hesitate in adopting Tayana?
Because she's family. Although she was born when I was on my mission, when I came home from my mission, you know, seeing this little girl and seeing what she struggled, you know, the first year of her life and coming home and going through different services, I was able to build a bond with her until I left to move to Arizona. And so I just knew that she was meant to forever be in my life. And even when I came home from my mission, I even had conversations with my mom at that time that maybe I should adopt her then. And I just knew deep down inside that she was meant to be mine all along, but I wasn't meant to, like, you know, to physically birth her. But I just felt that she just meant to be a part of my life.
Yeah, that's wonderful. And you're such an amazing parent. I've seen you interact with Tayana before, and you're so good and kind and patient with her. I'm sure things, when you first adopted her, I'm sure things in your life just did a complete 180, and it was a huge adjustment. But what made all of the new life struggles manageable for you?
Oh my goodness. All the support that I received from my roommate at that time, and also my ward family, they helped step in and to be supportive in so many ways, even if it was taking Tayana for a couple hours or can you watch her while I go and, you know, and see a family for work. That was the biggest tremendous help, and having my roommate at that time be in the home when I needed to still run out and do some things, that would help me to really almost ease into being a single parent.
How do you feel like Christ helped you through this whole experience?
Just helping me remember that I'm never alone, and that, like, through great prayer, I receive great strength to get through a lot of those hard times and times of frustration, times of just being overly exhausted. There's a difference between being tired and exhausted. Mm-hmm. Being a single parent, you get exhausted a lot throughout the day, and through prayer and just communication and just remembering, you know, the blessings that I've received in the past, that I can receive blessings of just great comfort even still now.
And there are a lot of single parents in the LDS church, and I think some of them might feel like they don't fit in with other types of family situations that are apparent in the church. But what do you wish that people knew about the experience of being a single parent?
I think from the outside looking in, there are people that don't know people's circumstances, that there's probably like this, you know, this notion of like, oh, were they married? It didn't work out. And, you know, whatever it is, like, don't judge. Just be supportive. Just reach out. Regardless of what happened to that person's circumstances, just be a friend and just ask, what can you do for them? And most of the time, it's time. Going over, talking to them, hanging out with them, because a lot of times I never had a lot of adult interaction. So I'm talking to like a 5-year-old, 6-year-old all day, except for the adult interaction I had with work. But when I come home, it's just, you know, me and Tiana. So it was nice to have someone come over and like, hey, how are things going? And, you know, what are you into? And have you been able to, you know, go out and eat and do different things? You know, the adult interaction is really important to stay connected to other people, and not just, we're more than just being parents.
And she, as I mentioned, I've spent some time with you and Tiana, both in Chicago and then in Utah when we were filming this His Grace episode. She's such a special little girl. And she is so full of love, and she's amazing to be around. She has a really special spirit. And I'm curious, what life lessons has she taught you as she has been your adoptive daughter now?
Oh my gosh, to love everyone unconditionally. Tiana, I was talking with the ward member yesterday, and he had asked me if Tiana was aware of her disabilities. And I said, no, she's not. She doesn't, you know, react when I see other kids who are typical making fun of her mannerisms, you know, due to her disability. I see those things. Tiana doesn't recognize those things, mm-hmm. but she'll still go up to them and say, hi, friends. You know, how are you doing? And she wants to play with them. She just loves people unconditionally. She'll go up to complete strangers and give them hugs, ask them their name, ask them how they're doing. And that's just who she is. And it just, like, it helps me to remember to be Christ-like all the time. Don't judge. Just, you know, see them. She sees people how Christ sees all of us. Those are her eyes.
I wish we could all be like that. She's very uninhibited. She's very courageous and free with the love that she gives other people. And I wish more people could be like that. I think the world would be a better place.
I know, I agree.
So what would you say to someone who might find themselves in a similar situation to yours and Tiana's?
To stay strong. Stay strong and, you know, stay close to Heavenly Father. Stay close to the Savior. Stay close to your ward family. And, you know, stay close to the bishop. I would have to say that my bishop is very aware of my circumstances, and so are the other leaders in the ward. They're constantly asking me, you know, what more can we do for you? How can we support you? How can we help you? So if, you know, just stay active, because it's so easy to just give up and to, I can't do this, and to just have self-doubt. You know, Heavenly Father did not send us into this world to fail. So there's different things in place to help us succeed. And so my instance, I don't live close to family because they're all live out of state, but I have ward families. I have friends that help me, you know, through all of this and help me remember that I am loved and Heavenly Father knows who I am individually.
Absolutely. You guys are amazing. Thank you so much for chatting with us today and sharing your thoughts.
Oh, you are welcome. My pleasure.
So to watch Sharmika and Tiana's harrowing story on the series His Grace, be sure to visit mormonchannel.org and share it with your family members or your friends who could use this kind of inspiration in their lives right now. We're going to close our episode today with a quote from previous LDS leader President James E. Faust. And he said, I have the greatest respect for single parents who struggle and sacrifice, trying against almost superhuman odds to hold the family together. They should be honored and helped in their heroic efforts. Thank you so much for tuning in today. Mormon Channel Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.